Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. The participants are K.G. Suresh, political analyst, and Sarabjit Kaur, anchor. Listeners, welcome to today's edition of Spotlight. On Friday, August 15, 2025, India will celebrate its 79th Independence Day, marking the day it became independent of British rule in 1947. This national day serves as a potent metaphor for India's transformation from a colonized nation to the biggest democracy in the world. Reflecting on the sacrifices made by freedom fighters and celebrating the nation's progress and unity, the day is characterized by a strong sense of patriotism. Amidst this, hoisting the national flag comes with a sense of pride and belongingness. The Har Ghar Tiranga initiative invites every Indian to bring the Tiranga into their homes and proudly hoist it in celebration of the nation's independence. To take this further in the discussion today, we have with us political analyst Mr. K.G. Suresh. Mr. Suresh, thank you so much for sparing your valuable time and joining us to discuss on this very pertinent topic. Welcome, sir.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Mr. Suresh, historically, our relationship with the flag has often been formal and distant. And I believe this campaign seeks to transform it into a deeply personal and heartfelt connection. In your view, what is the main objective of the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign?
Absolutely. You see, while we had tremendous respect for the tricolor, but the flag codes, the practices, the conventions restricted us from expressing our joy, our love, our patriotism because of the very strict regulations of the flag code. But over the years, this has been relaxed, and the whole idea when this Har Ghar Tiranga, which was a nationwide initiative which was launched in 2022 during the Azadi Ka Amrit Mahotsav, or the 75 years of independence, you know, the whole idea was to encourage citizens to hoist the national flags at their homes, their workplaces, symbolizing unity, pride, and active participation in the nation's journey. The whole idea of the campaign was to certainly bring the tricolor closer to every citizen's heart, fostering a personal connection with the national symbol and reminding all Indians of their shared history, values, and responsibilities. That is also important. It was felt that, you know, the younger generation, it is but obvious, 75 years is a pretty long time. People tend to forget their history. And the tricolor is a powerful symbol which reminds us of the sacrifices made by our forefathers, our ancestors, the freedom fighters who gave their everything selflessly. They fought, they faced torture in the prisons, they were hanged, they were tortured, but they remained steadfast in their resolve to free the country from alien yoke, the foreign rule, and they succeeded in that. And in the process, our freedom fighters gave us a legacy that what is the meaning of this freedom? What does it entail? It also is about responsibilities. So Har Ghar Tiranga is not only to inculcate a sense of pride, but also to remind us of our responsibilities towards preserving the sanctity of this national flag.
Mr. Suresh, you very rightly said that the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign is, you know, acts like a very strong reminder to every Indian to bring the Tiranga home and proudly hoist it in celebration of the nation's independence. In your view, can such symbolic campaigns lead to long-term changes in civic pride and responsibility?
Absolutely. You see, because today this is being celebrated in schools, educational institutions, government institutions, and even many private institutions, today this is being celebrated. And it's a matter of pride for every Indian. And that reminds us not only just about our rights as a citizen, but also our duties as a citizen. Whether it is the civic duty about this year around, for example, we are focusing on Swachhata Hi Seva, that cleanliness is service. That means that it is our responsibility that our country remains clean. We have now Swachhata rankings, we had a Swachh Bharat Abhiyan, and that has lot of positive implications, which includes that if you have a clean environment, if you have a healthy environment, there will be less number of sick people. It would lead to a clean India, would lead to a healthy India. So cleanliness is next to godliness. So such civic campaigns are also being associated with the Har Ghar Tiranga fortnight as we celebrate it.
Mr. Suresh, you very rightly said that we see a transformation in the meaning as far as is associated with the Tiranga of the country. So, what do you feel? How can schools, colleges, and if I may say, the youth be, very effective forerunners of this campaign?
Absolutely, as per the Har Ghar Tiranga provisions that have been envisioned, citizens are encouraged to hoist the national flag at their residences, take part in rallies, educational programs, cultural events, and share photographs on dedicated online portals. Even the Prime Minister 2 days back exhorted, he expressed happiness over the post by the Ministry of Culture about the huge success of the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign, and he encouraged the people of this country to post selfies under the hargartiranga.com, because today a large sizable section of our population uses social media, and this social media can be utilized to promote national unity, solidarity. And this is one way that when we put our pictures with our flag, it sends a message among all the people about the sense of pride each and every Indian, irrespective of the community.
You just spoke about the role of Honorable Prime Minister in this initiative. So let's hear what Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been at various instances, saying and encouraging countrymen to connect with the spirit of patriotism.
भारत का तिरंगा केवल तीन रंगों को ही स्वयं में नहीं समेटे हैं। हमारा तिरंगा हमारे अतीत के गौरव को, हमारे वर्तमान की कर्तव्य निष्ठा को और भविष्य के सपनों का भी एक प्रतिबिंब है। आज जब हम नए भारत की यात्रा शुरू कर रहे हैं, तो तिरंगा एक बार फिर भारत की एकता और चेतना का प्रतिनिधित्व कर रहा है। मुझे खुशी है कि हर घर तिरंगा अभियान में देश की वो शक्ति और भक्ति एक साथ झलक रही है।
And let's hear what are the inputs that Rajesh Bali brings for us from Jalandhar on the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign.
In the border district of Amritsar, the Tiranga Yatra was taken out with full enthusiasm. Large number of people participated holding a national pride Tiranga in their hands and chanting Bharat Mata Ki Jai. The Yatra is being taken out at some other places also in the state and will continue till the Independence Day on August 15th. In the city beautiful Chandigarh, as part of the nationwide Har Ghar Tiranga campaign, a Tiranga Rakhi making workshop was held to instill a sense of patriotism and national pride among citizens, particularly the younger generation. Children from various child care institutions of Chandigarh also prepared unique Tiranga Rakhis, showcasing their creativity and patriotism.
Mr. Suresh, carrying the discussion forward, the armed forces play a crucial role in nation building by ensuring territorial integrity, maintaining internal security, contributing to disaster relief and social development. In fact, the recent Operation Sindoor is a very palpable testimony of this. So is this campaign, the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign, also a tribute to the armed forces and their exemplary courage?
When we visualize the Tiranga or the tricolor, we visualize our jawans who are securing our borders day and night, irrespective of the highest altitudes that they are there, irrespective of the weather they are working in. We are able to sleep. There is this beautiful line written in a tombstone in Northeast, which says that we gave our today for your tomorrow. They gave their today for our tomorrow. And whether it is Operation Sindoor, as you rightly pointed out, they did not allow a single missile to hit us. They protected us. You know, we did not even realize that there is an operation going on because we felt secure and we are confident. And the perpetrators of the Pahalgam incident were punished and they were brought to justice. So I believe that obviously there is a tremendous respect for the uniform, our jawans in this country. So I believe that, you know, this respect gets amplified when you talk about the national flag. You see, our younger generation has not seen the freedom fighters. So when they look at the flag, for them, the ultimate symbol is the jawan of the armed forces. He or she is able to identify himself, the nation, patriotism with this jawan who is defending our borders.
Well, to get a flavor of the initiative, let's see what our correspondent Prarthna from Mumbai has to tell us.
In Mumbai, a grand Tiranga march was held in Mala to honor the unwavering dedication, sacrifice and patriotism of our brave freedom fighters and valiant soldiers. In Panvel, a Tiranga cycle rally was organized, drawing over 300 cyclists, united by a shared sense of national pride and patriotism. The Hargar Tiranga campaign has instilled a renewed sense of nationalism and unity among the citizens across the state.
We also have a dispatch from Tariq Rathar, our correspondent from Srinagar.
An impressive wave of patriotic fervor and public participation through a series of vibrant activities is being observed across schools, municipal wards and panchayats throughout Kashmir region, including far-off border areas. The activities also cover Hargar Swachhata drives to promote cleanliness, public participation and a sense of national pride. Adding to the festive spirit, educational institutions across the valley have been conducting a variety of tricolor-themed activities, including Rangoli, Tiranga art, painting competitions, Tiranga and Tiranga bike rallies. A mega Tiranga rally is scheduled to be organized by the administration on August 12, Tuesday from Sher-e Kashmir International Convention Center up to Botanical Garden near famous Tulip Garden.
Mr. Suresh, we spoke about the concept and the idea of Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. Coming to the procedural part now, what should be done with damaged or worn out flags after the campaign is over?
As I said, there is a national flag code and we have to adhere to the national flag code. We should not allow, and that is why we discourage the use of these plastic and polythene kind of flags, which we find that are thrown on the streets, which is a huge disrespect to the national flag. We have to respect our national flag. So we should not be using, and if at all we are using, we need to respect them. We should not be using torn flags. There is a very specific dimensions of the flag is given in the national flag code. We have to, as I said, it has been updated with the requirements of the times. It has been updated. Earlier, there were restrictions even on the timings when you can fly the national flag. But today, on top of several national monuments, buildings, it is there throughout the day and night. But you have to maintain its cleanliness. It should not be the way, what kind of cloth should be used for it, the measurement that has to be maintained, the color scheme that has to be maintained, the size of the flag, this has to be kept in mind. And if we are not aware of it, we should refer to the national flag code.
Very well said, Mr. Suresh. Certainly the outreach has increased, but the code of conduct and the decorum must be and has to be maintained. Mr. Suresh, thank you very much for joining with us to delve into the topic of Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Jai Hind.
Jai Hind. Har Ghar Tiranga.
Har Ghar Tiranga. You were listening to a discussion on Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. The participants were K.G. Suresh, political analyst, and Sarabjeet Kaur, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.